Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Sheni corresponding to Bavli Bechayuas Daf Samach. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chavav Madalef at the Mishnah. Kol ha'mois and imsayim ha'elu chulin va'afilu dinoi zov im ha'kesev v'im ha'mois.
Matza b'seichan, cheres, v'kosev alav, ma'aseh, ha'rei ze ma'aseh. He says that all monies in a town are considered chulin, which is non-sanctified, even gold dinars found together with silver and copper coins. If he found amongst them a piece of earthenware with the word ma'aseh written on it, the money is considered ma'aseh sheni money. Ha'mois kli, v'kosev alav korban, v'yudo ime im haya shel cheres, v'chulin, if one finds a utensil with the word korban written on it, the Yehuda says that if it's made from earthenware, the utensil itself is chulin, and its contents are sanctified. If it was made from metal, it is sanctified, but its contents are chulin. Amalei ein derech b'nei adam liyos koinsim chulin b'korban. The commentator of Yehuda, it's not usual for people to collect unsanctified things in sanctified utensils. Amoitze kli v'kosev olav kuf korban. Mem maaseh, dalet demai, tes evel, tof truma. Rishas asakona yikoisim tof tachas truma. If one finds a utensil with the letter kuf written on it, the money is considered sanctified as kuf is short for korban. Dalet means that it's demai, tes means tevel, which is untied produce, and tof means truma, since they would use that abbreviation in dangerous times. Yesi yoyimeh v'kulam shemois adam heim. Yesi disagrees and says no, they are all names of people written in shorthand form. Rav Yosi says that even if he found the barrel filled with produce with the word truma written on it, they are still chulin, as it could be that last year it had contained truma produce. If one tells his son there is masa sheni produce in this corner, he found it in another corner, then it's chulin. Hareisham mana umarsa masayim ashar chulin, masayim umarsa mana hakol maaseh. If he said there is 100 there, and the son found 200, the extra 100 is chulin. If he said 200 and the son found 100, it's maaseh sheni money. Umarsa shulaitayim ahoyo ve'in derech b'nei adam maaseh skein yehei sheni lefun kein tzarech meimer chulin. Umarsa says, now the Mishnah taught that all monies that are found are considered chulin, even gold dinars found together with silver and copper coins. This needed to be taught so that you shouldn't say that since it's not the people's way to leave gold coins with silver and copper coins, except if it's Masa Sheni, perhaps that indicates it's Masa Sheni. Tani Aleph Dalad, Ches, Tes, Resh, Mem, Tav, Truma. Aleph, Kadmisa, Dalad, Demai, Ches, Chavoy, Tes, Tuvoy, Resh, Reshis, Mem, Masa, Tav, Truma. As you say, base, pei, shin, sheni, base is pe, shin, sheni, yud, mem, maaseh. The Tosafot says that if a person found a utensil with the letters alef, dalet, ches, resh, mem, or tavun on it, the contents are truma, meaning not chulin. Alef is the first, meaning truma, which is separated first. Dalet means demai, ches means chalbe, which is a reference to truma, which is his helev. Ches means truva, which is the good of the land. Resh means reshes, which is the first year of grains, and mem means maaseh. Tav means truma. Bes, base, pei, shin, sheni, yud, mem, maaseh. If the letters base, pei, or shin are written, they mean maaseh. Yud or mem mean maaseh rishon. While base is the numerical value of 2, meaning maaseh sheni, pei, pe, they require pidgin, redemption, shin is short for sheni, and yud is a tenth because maaseh rishon, which is a tenth, and mem is maaseh. Maaseh ir korban. If on the utensil is written maaseh city redeemed, it means that it may be eaten in any city since it's already been redeemed. L'shem Yosi l'shem Shimon la'alois va'arichon b'Yerushalayim chulin anyayme sebelis osu b'neihem. If on it is written for Yosi, for Shimon, or to take to Yerushalayim, to eat in Yerushalayim, the contents are chulin, as I say that perhaps they made an agreement to dine in Yerushalayim. Ad kadoin Yerushalayim. Hadashim, which would say, Esmol, Haisa, Malaya, Truma, Upina. The Mishnah taught that Rabbi Yosi says that even if he found a barrel filled with produce with the word Truma written on it, they are chulin, and it could be that in the previous year it had contained Truma produce. Until this point, we can only be learning about old barrels, which we say that they have been used the previous year. But what can we say about new barrels? We can say that yesterday had been filled with Truma and then emptied. Kado Rabbeinu Rabbi Yosi Aben Shutfin Begabe Kadama Rabbeinu Am Reb Nana Rabbi Yosi Vavgav Dechsiv Bei Rabbeinu Didi. We have a support for that from that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi were partners in barrels of wine. When Rabbi Yosi died, his son Reb Nana told Rabbi Yosi, any barrel that has Rabbi Yosi's name written on it belongs to me. Amalei Ishtaked Have Didach Ishtada Didi. Rabbi Yosi said to Reb Nana that last year they were your father's, but this year they are mine, and it's like Rabbi Yosi of our Mishnah. The Tosefta says that if he found that the word Maaseh is written on the bowel's lid, then it's Maaseh. Ischal Feloi, we might ask, well, what if Maaseh Sheni money became mixed up with Kulin? For example, he put Maaseh Sheni in his money pouch, and he later found other coins. Mantaninam, Zimin Shchoyim Maaseh Levonim, Levonim Maaseh Shchoyim, Shnayim Maaseh Shloisha, Asurim, Shloisha Maaseh Shnayim, Mutarim. Mishnah Maseches Beitzah says that if a person designated black chicks before Yom Tov, then they should not be muktzah when he wishes to eat them. And on Yom Tov, he found their white chicks, or vice versa, or if he left there two and found three, they're prohibited. If he left there three and found two, then they're permitted. Rabbi Yaakov Acha, B'Shem Rabbi Yossi, to Rebbe He. Rabbi Yaakov Acha, quoting Rabbi Yossi, says that Mishnah is the opinion of Rebbe, as the Brisa taught, to Tani Masayim, Matzah Mala, Hamala, Nitol, to Rebbe. The Baisa says that if a person told his son there are 200 zuz of Maaseh Sheni over there, and the son only found 100, we say that the missing 100 was taken, and the remaining 100 is Maaseh Sheni. These are the words of Rebbe. The Chachamim say that the remaining 100 are chulin. Chazav Amar Divrei Akolhi Shnihi Begozlin Shadarchon Gefoyach. Yaakov then retracted and said that the Mishnah follows both opinions. The Mishnah that was discussing young birds that normally fly away, which is not the case with money. Tani Rabbi Chalafta Ben Shol, he had davar begoizlin, he had davar beveitzin, avi to Rebbe he. You might ask the question that from Rabbi Chalafta Ben Shol's teaching that the Mishnah applies both to chicks and even to eggs which don't fly away, this shows that the Mishnah must be a opinion of Rebbe. The man who eniach u'marsa b'amhacha, aviv eniach, if you say u'benoi, marsa. Gemara says no, really, the Mishnah there could be Rabbanon, since he would notice if the birds that he found on Yom Tov looked different to those that he found there, and he left them before Yom Tov, before Shabbos. But here, the father left them, and the son found them. Rabun Bar Koyen, Amar Koyim Rabbi Yasa, B'Shem Rabbi Acha, Hayri Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, B'Masa Sheni, Ka'ador, D'Rebi. Rabun Bar Koyen said to Rabbi Yasa that Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda ruled in the name of Rabbi Acha that for Masa Sheni, we follow this teaching of Rebbe in the Brisa that if he left 200 and the son found 100, missing 100 have taken, but the remaining 100 is Maaseh Sheni.